Kentucky lawmakers were on a break this week after approving a handful of major conservative policies over last weekend. Effects of the new abortion restrictions, union regulations, and an overhaul of the University of Louisville's Board of Trustees began to take shape. Plus, Governor Matt Bevin released an investigation alleging corruption in previous Governor Steve Beshear's administration. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has more in this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Out of the gates, the ACLU and the last abortion provider in the state announced they were going to sue over the new ultrasound abortion law. It requires doctors to conduct an ultrasound on women seeking abortions and narrate a description of the unborn fetus. The groups argue the new law violates women's right to privacy and the free speech rights of doctors and patients. Similar laws have been struck down in other states, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to take up an appeal of one of those rulings in North Carolina. But a more conservative high court, which we might see under incoming President Donald Trump, might be more willing to take up the case. Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear is named as a defendant in that suit. He says he'll represent the state in the case, but says he will not defend a new law banning abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Though the law hasn't been challenged yet, Beshear said it's unconstitutional.
The ban at 20 weeks has been found unconstitutional by all three federal appellate circuits that have heard it.
He drew fire from Governor Bevin, who said Beshear isn't fulfilling his official duties for political reasons.
He has made clear that he's going to pander to liberal donors rather than you, the voters. You should be outraged. You should be offended. You should demand and expect better than that.
Beshear's refusal to defend the law harkens back to 2014, when then-Attorney General Jack Conway refused to defend the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage after a federal court ruled against it. The case was appealed and later upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. In other Bevin versus Beshear news, the governor released an investigation alleging members of former Governor Steve Beshear's administration, yes, that of Andy's father, shook down state workers for campaign contributions. The probe relied on 16 interviews with state workers who refused to be named. They said supervisors pressured workers to contribute to political campaigns and made veiled threats of job termination if they didn't make donations. Governor Beshear called the investigation a political hatchet job. Attorney General Andy Beshear was named as a recipient of some of the donations. He said the law firm that conducted the investigation should investigate Republican officials as well.
And if they're supposed to be looking at ethics, they ought to be looking at the ethics of everybody and not just the governor's perceived political enemies.
Candidates and political parties can't specifically target state employees to make campaign donations under state law. The Bevin administration awarded a $500,000 contract for the firm that conducted the investigation. Finally, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools said this week that Governor Matt Bevin's overhaul of the University of Louisville's Board of Trustees last summer is the reason the school's accreditation was put on probation. The organization said that by overhauling the board, Bevin effectively dismissed all of the trustees without justification, and said he also improperly negotiated the resignation of former UofL president James Ramsey. Bevin has insisted Sachs' decision to place UofL on probation was not the result of his board overhaul. Sachs was silent on how another reorganization of the UofL board, which passed the legislature and was signed by the governor last weekend, but in an email sent to UofL and obtained by the Courier-Journal, the vice president of Sachs said the legislation, quote, does appear to be moving in the direction of clarifying the process for reorganization. That's it for the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Rylan Barton.